his ways. How wonderful is his glory made ever the same. Great is the name of the Lord. How marvelous are the works of the Lord. How excellent are his ways. How wonderful is his glory made ever the same. Great is the name of the Lord.
Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. There will be the youth Bible study tomorrow. Monday, April 20th at 7 p.m. at the Tomlinson Home. There will also be a deacons meeting directly following this service. And we are tentatively scheduling a congregational business meeting for May 10th, contingent on the approval of the financial report at the deacons meeting. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the scriptures. To answer the question, did Israel cross the Red Sea or a shallow reed sea? And at 5 o'clock service today, Pastor Otero will resume teaching the series in the Book of Revelation. At the Wednesday evening service, Pastor Otero again will be teaching the series titled Marriage Works, and Wednesday night he'll be speaking on depression in marriage. Please refer to your bulletin for all other activities scheduled for this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let us begin our worship with hymn number 50, Fairest Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 261, Trust and Obey. Stand now as we sing hymn number 207, O Happy Day.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we read in your holy book, in Psalm 100, the wonderful words of King David. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him, and bless his name. And we are here this morning just to do that. We want to bless your name. We want to say, in spite of the circumstances, in spite of ourselves, we want to thank you, Lord, because you look for us and you rescue us from our vain way of life. And we are here to praise you, to remember that there is a God who loves us and care for us, and to remember to learn from your holy book so that we must obey it and fulfill the blessings of heaven. Thank you, Father, for providing once a week an opportunity to take from the manna of life and rejoice in our spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We do have people who need the touch of your working miracle power. Some of them are sick physically. Some of them under depression. Some of them is emotional. But you have power to touch every fiber of our makeup. And we trust you for your work. And we thank you for what you're going to do. Father, we do have missionaries across America. Carol and Ruth Knott are in Spain. Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Spain. David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea. Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala. Martha Foretti in Argentina. Dante Maruja and Maruja Rabines in Peru. And Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. But here are the American people. They are working here in our country, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, with a very hard work here in the city of San Jose, Gilroy. The Christian Athletic Association, gathering all the young people with a flash of the presence of Christ as they practice a sport. Daniel and Miriam Lacey, today in Long Beach, finishing up a long day, a long weekend together. And Fred and Carol Lewis and the U.S. Center for World Missions. How we thank you, Father, that these missionary of ours, they believe you. And because they believe you and their own gift, they are testifying about you. Now, Father, we pray over and over that those who listen over our broadcasts, whether radio, television, internet, CD or tape ministry, be blessed by your word. That their life be built upon the rock and foundation of our life, Jesus. And upon the holy word of our Father, who teach us how to look and how to walk. And then, Father, how blessed we are that we have a church who assume responsibility for this and love the Lord and gives. And so we pray that you bless the giver and you bless the offering. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated.
will but thine. He had no tears for his own griefs, but sweat drops of blood for mine.
The Lord of hosts shall wonder whole, my song shall end.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Matthew. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1077. We will be reading Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word. Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for those things, the printing press and the electronic media, so that your word is now available to be sent to billions of people throughout the world. We thank you for those who faithfully preach that word without compromise, not adding or taking away from that which you have revealed in the scriptures. We pray that there would still be a great number that through the hearing and reading of that word would come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and to observe all that he commands. We pray now for your servant, our teacher, and our pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him with all wisdom and knowledge as he comes now in the exposition of your word. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and tape and CD. Bless us with ears to understand and apply those things which we learn through that word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?
Thank you so much, my brother. And I just want to talk to you a little bit before this sermon. A few things as a family that happened. Last Sunday performance of our, if I can call it performance, was a devotion of their heart. Of our choir was excellent, and I was able to get in the office calls from San Juan Bautista and other places, praising God for our choir and how wonderful our choir have expressed in the reading on this. And so Brother Olivas, I recommended that you will work for ABC or something like that. A good voice and a clarity for the people in the back on the control that were able to put all the wires together and coming in. And God's willing, next week you will be blessed with a new system here inside our auditorium. We look forward to the new building, but we don't put this one down. And so I thank you. I want to thank the people, the call, and they were listening to KKMC, AVAM, and I want to thank them for taking the time to call, and I know I'm listening now. And there is a place in Carmel where it's living with the assistants, and they are putting putting KKMC in their radio and in their speakers. And of course, we are twice over there. We are at this hour and at 12 midnight also. And so it is a real pleasure to know that the ministry of Bethel Baptist Church is really reaching them. Also, I want to let you know that I was anxious to get precise for our teaching on Revelation. Tonight, you will receive two pages, page number 5 of my book on Revelation with the study, and a page of the last time the world saw a map exactly as the Bible expressed with the churches in Revelation. And this map, it was dated in Oxford in 1/20/1910. And by permission of the university, I was able to grab it from the archives. And in 1910, this map was placed as the last map in which all the cities, as the Bible mentioned in Asia Minor, were registered in. So you have to use, our brother taught me the word. I thought, Brother Blick, I was so excited getting this in color, my computer. And I said, Brother Blick, look, you have to look at it with an augmented glass. That's how you say it in Oxford, an augmented glass. And he said, oh, what that could be? He said, well, a glass that makes it big. Oh, a magnified glass. Well, a magnify in England is to say to somebody, how glory is your name. All right, I said magnify. He said, we don't have a magnify, we have an augmented glass. All right, and that's the Spanish translation, aumentar. Un vidrio de aumentar. All right, so look at how different is America from the British vocabulary. When you go in university, it's so different, especially when you go in the archives studies. But I want to give you this tonight, and also I want to thank the people who listen on the CD ministry. They are very gracious with their offering. And they are sharing their offering. I had the privilege to go to the post office and bring the communication to Brother Cassandra and so on. And from time to time, very often, very regularly, offerings come from the people who listen on the CD ministry and tape ministry. And I thank them. I want to thank you. It's costly. We never put a charge on it. You can take a Bible from the pew. You can take a copy of our material. We'll never charge you. And the Lord provide. And it's just so good. Also, I'm excited. I received a big pamphlet from the Johnny. Remember the lady was here? Johnny Ministry. Dana gave me some background, but I received big information from them. And I want the deacons to have a special meeting because either you can be used or we can be used to foster some people working in the area. I want to talk to you more, and this should be job. He is the head of the mission, but I want to get with him and show him what I have. And with the deacon's approval presented to you so that we can move on in that ministry of helping others. As a matter of fact, this morning at 6 o'clock, I hear a sermon. A man unknown to people, a man from nowhere, but a great man of God, in a sermon. And the best way to get out of depression is to help somebody else. And it's so truthful. You forgot about yourself and you help others.